Well, I mean, 3 years ago, when we set up Slow Food in the UK, we really said, well, what is needed and how can we make a difference? It's a great movement, it's a great idea and philosophy, but Britain being Britain, and rightfully so, what are the tangible products or experiences we could do for parents and kids? And the board of Slow Food and I felt very strongly that what needed to be focused on was education and interactive education. So we felt that a huge gap was around basically the period when right around the weaning times to 2 years. So what was out there for parents other than, some books that had been published by authors on the principles behind eating and learning about food when a child is just learning to eat or becoming an eater. So we decided to work on a concept called Slow Food Baby. Our partner is the National Childbirth Trust. And we've been piloting it with different focus groups around the country, including in London.
Okay, tell me on a practical level, what is the program and how does it work then?
So first of all, just to give you a sense of the feeling of it, Lorenza, it's happy eating. It's Slow Food Baby Happy Eating. It's a 3 hour interactive workshop. We take a maximum about 20 parents or caretakers, and it goes through the slow food ethos in the principles of those first foods for your baby. The parents It is typically parents, of course, a mix of dads and moms who come with their child. So we have like a play mat in the middle. It's interactive, and there's a trainer who goes through 3 hours of material.
And what do the babies and the parents get to do then if it's interactive?
Sure.
What are they interacting with?
Well, we have something called a taste. One example of that is the taste adventure is within the slow food baby experience, which we're going to talk about in a second, because we do the Slow Food Kids Taste Adventure for older children. And learning from kids between 3 and about 10, really enjoying learning about the 5 senses, we took our concept of a taste adventure for older children and put it in Slow Food Baby. Amazingly, because parents actually enjoyed learning about the 5 senses. So we have a stations about the 5 senses, so like crunchy, smelly, all about how to use your eyes and your ears to understand food and how the senses play a part in your eating experience. Another aspect of Slow Food Baby is the parents talking with each other, talking with our trainer about challenges they're having and